Race relations have been a constant in the news. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Heather O'Connell, postdoctoral fellow at the Kinder Institute of Urban Research at Rice University, examines the ongoing effects of slavery we can still observe today.
Places are shaped in long-term ways by their histories. Some have suggested that slavery, in particular, has left enduring imprints on the United States. In this research, we add to this conversation by making direct connections between local slavery history and today's racial inequality. We found that in the southern United States, places with higher concentrations of slaves in 1860 still have more segregation within the school system today than otherwise similar places. Specifically, white students are less likely to be enrolled in public schools and more likely to be enrolled in private schools in places where slave concentrations were the highest. This is true even after considering the number of private schools that are available in these counties. The persistence of this relationship in the face of multiple alternative explanations, including economic and school quality disparities, suggests that slavery's effects are both subtle and pervasive. It's possible that slavery's connection to contemporary inequality is supported by even the most mundane details of our social interactions. Other findings from our research suggest that one way that history still influences us today is by providing the foundation for how we think about race and how we respond to people who we believe are different from ourselves. Critically, this consequence is just as relevant for the rest of the country as it is for the southern region. Racial inequality is a persistent issue in the United States. When we consider how best to address this issue, our research suggests giving special attention to its historical foundations. And the depth of that history reminds us that any meaningful solutions will not be easy and they cannot be short-term.
That was Heather O'Connell of Rice University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop it.